Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, we won the Stanley Cup! It's going to be a fast show. I just wanted to come in and party. Call in. Don't hold back. Call in if you're a Hawks fan. Tell your Hawks fans. Call in. Let's party like it's rock. We're rock stars. We got the cup. And I'm going to do our party dance right now. Here he comes. Give me a second. I got to get excited. I want you guys to all call in, though. Call in and cheer us. But celebrate with us. And we're going to be partying. I want to just party for us 30 minutes and get us going. And I'm looking for the song. Give me a second. I always screw what I call things. And I've been, doing things. Okay, here it goes. Wait, I thought it was called Hawk Winds. No, maybe it's called Chicago Winds. Let's do this right here. This show is going to be for pleasure only, just to let you guys know, too. Hawks just won the Stanley Cup. Okay, I'm excited. If you want to call in and you want to be part of the show and say congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks, it's 347-237-5506. I'm so excited. We have just won the Stanley Cup. I am so freaking excited. And what better to go and sing this song? This is what we are saying to the Flyers. I'm not going to cut down the Flyers. The Flyers played a great series. But, here, let's do this one next. Yeah. The Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup. What a game. And thank you for everyone that's coming in. If you want to call in and cheer them, say something about them, call in right now. It's only a 30-minute show. Tell your friends if they're Hawks fans. I'm going to play another one, though. But, hey, I got another song I'm going to play. It's another Chicago-type song, and it's one of my favorites. We're going to do another one. We're partying a little bit maybe tomorrow night, too. I just wanted to put something together real quick and have everyone the opportunity to call in and have a chance to party. Really, I wanted just to party myself. I mean, and have some people with me to party. So. That's right, Sweet Home Chicago. The Cup is going home. First time we've ever had it. And I'm so excited. It's so exciting that we won the Stanley Cup. It's the Chicago Blackhawks. We won the Stanley Cup. Yes, we won the Stanley Cup. I'm so excited. People are in the chat room. Thank you for coming. Again, it's the last minute show. Thank you for coming. I just really wanted to do something honoring the Hawks. So we're going to be rocking and rolling, just pretty much doing that, having a chance. I was hoping maybe we get Paul to call in or somebody that, you know, maybe watched hockey all this summer along with me. I'm doing some stuff. So I thank you for coming here. We're going to play another song to kind of party mood. What is a good party song? Let me look. Let's do, here, this one. This is for my boy, Kane, who scored the winning goal. You call. Hey, first
I
of
missed,
all,
how did I miss that you were doing a show? All of a sudden, I see a tweet like a hint, hint, hint.
Oh, you know what? I know why you didn't see it. I know why. Are you ready?
Yeah,
it's because
yeah.
You've been watching BBUK, and I'm gonna go watch it when they wake up, because they'll wake up in about eight, you know, like in a few hours. So I'm really, but I'm so excited. I am so excited. I am the most excited.
Wait a minute. What are you excited about? What happened?
Oh, everyone knows the Hawks won the Stanley Cup, and I'll tell you, I cried. I'm done crying for a second.
Are you feeling as happy as the first time when they won it? Oh, wait a minute. You weren't alive.
No, but the first time they won. When was it again? We won the first one.
Wasn't it like
06?
6 years ago? I don't remember. It was a long-ass time ago.
I was just wondering. No, the reason I was crying was because of my mom. I just wish she was here. And
Is she a big hockey fan too, or just a Chicago?
Mom was the reason I became a hockey fan. Actually,
kidding. Tell me how did that happen? When did you realize? Growing up, that she was a big hockey fan.
She when I was a kid, and I'm going to pick up the caller in a second. When I was a kid, okay, my mom said before I was even born, she would sit in her recliner waiting for Dad to come home, and like watch the Hawks all the time, and she. She was a big White Sox fan. I converted her to the right side. Actually, I think I know who this is, so I'm going to pick him up while I tell the story. This is you, Patty, right?
Yes, it is, hon.
Okay. Yeah, so here's the story. My mom used to watch the Hawks, and she was the huge, biggest, what's his name? The redheaded guy. Magadan was his name. And here, I'm going to pick up Alan now, too. Alan's calling in, too. Anyways, my mom was a huge hockey fan, and she used to watch Magadan. I think that was his name. He was a redheaded guy.
Okay.
And
we don't know the name, anyways, so get to
the... Anyways, she just always told me about it, and you know, I was a sports fanatic, and hockey actually was the sport I used to love to play the most. I mean, other than baseball, probably. I used to play it in the streets with my buddies. We used to, you know, I don't know if you guys saw Wayne's World. We would have our Hawks jersey on, and we would be out
while
there.
While you're playing baseball?
No, Hawks, hockey. No, my baseball was during the summer. Hockey during the, you know, during...
I was
drinking a little bit.
Yeah,
and
here's what I was.
I realized like halfway through the game when I started to drink my beer that I take this medicine that tells me not to, you know, drink
it. Ron, goddamn it, don't even share that with us.
No, listen to me. I'll be okay. It
wow.
just says I'll be a little more tired, you know, and everything. And halfway through the game,
Ron.
I started to you know. Anyways, my mom is a huge fan, and Alan, you're there.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
You asking me how I'm doing?
I just got here, so. Well, hold on. Let me rephrase that. Everybody's wrong, because I know how wrong it is.
Yes, I am doing crazy. Okay, I know not many people are listening to the show, so I'm going to probably, you know, and I know, I just did this because I wanted to party, and I wanted to party with my friends. And I know, I tried to call Heather, and Heather, I know, shut her phone off. She told me, if we win the Stanley Cup, I'm shutting off my phone because I'm going to be partying, and I'm going to yell at her because... She was supposed to at least talk to me real quick.
Here's a good Chicago question for you. Where downtown are they going to party? Is that where Heather's heading?
Oh, I don't know. No. She was going to just party at home. I'm so pissed off at WGN. They're not showing anything.
They're not showing anything?
No, they're not showing anything. And I don't have Versus, so I'm kind of pissed off because ESPN's doing shit about it, too. And but I'm on WGN. I hope they at least show it tomorrow or whenever they decide to do the parade and all that stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, they should show
that
WGN.
Listen to me. In Chicagoland, with all the fans that are there, there's going to be people posting YouTubes. You can count on that.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll probably get some – I'm going to go on Justin TV, hoping somebody from Chicago maybe is – on Justin TV after the show and everything.
All right.
You know, I'm hoping we can see. I just thought WGN would get some behind the scenes. You know, they're probably, like, you know, throwing in stuff. And I was thinking WGN May Radio maybe has some stuff, so I might catch that on the internet. But, hey, can you believe we won the Stanley Cup? Can you just
Why don't you let us talk?
Patrick Kane got the game-winning goal. From a side shot, that was awesome. And I'm not even a Blackhawks fan, but that was a great shot.
That was
that
was an extreme angle.
Yeah, I didn't even see it.
My husband has
has
a lot of the Patrick Kane rookie cards, so a lot of his cards just went up in value quite a bit.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah, I got to buy me some now because I got a few, but
so,
not many.
Alan, it's so nice that you came on to support because I know you're such a big hockey fan.
I'm sitting here thinking, okay.
Alan also kind of told me that he hated the Hawks. So, and then he said joking, but I knew he was joking.
I wanted to get him around, see if I could get a rise out of him, but.
Along those lines of giving shots to people, I got to tell you, I went to Dan's website underneath his thank you message on his Facebook, and it was kind of a short, but a very nice thank you message. And here's what I posted: "That's all you got? Well, I guess Ron's rubbing off." No, Ron. Oh, I should have used rubbing off. I said Ron is wearing off on me. I used the wrong damn word.
there was something else I wanted to address. You know, and one reason I told Alan to call in, too, was for this, was I'm going to go to serious mode. But, hey, if you guys haven't heard who listens to this podcast, and tomorrow night, I'm going to officially announce what we're going to need, you know, more details.
Okay.
But it's official. It's official. I do have two tickets to the Vegas Bash available for the winner of the contest.
That's big.
And if you already have your tickets for the Vegas Bash, you will get Sundays covered. Pretty much the barbecue, and Nikki said if you have like your tickets already, you know for the bash, that you will get the barbecue and all that stuff for free too. You know what I mean?
Wow,
that is a deal.
And the only person that cannot play in the game
is you.
Will be myself, and if Paul wants to play, he can play. but that means he can't judge, you know, so.
I'm a good judge. I think I'll go with the judge part. That
right.
sounds
so,
that sounds fun to me. Whatever
so,
you need.
But if Alan, you want to play, you can play as much as anybody. So as I've said in the past, you know, week, you don't have to have a video camera no more. If you write a letter stating why you should be on the show, that's all you have to do now. Or a MP3. Just mail it to my inbox on my Facebook or my radrealityshow@gmail.com. And thank you, Diane, for congratulating me and everything.
You have a chat open? I haven't even gone there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a chat. We only have 7 minutes left. Like I said, I made this short and sweet. I didn't want to stay on too long, but I did have to cheer. And I'm drinking my beer. I want you guys to hear me drunk a little bit. I'm not really drunk, but
Well, Ryan, I have to say, I was worried about you being too excited over this hockey game, so I'm almost glad you're having a beer. Maybe it'll keep you kind of slowed down a little bit. I was worried about you
honestly,
being too excited.
Honestly, when I talked to Jeff the other night, last night, he kind of told me not to over, and the beer is kind of helping me relax a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what
so
I was
that's
thinking.
One, yeah, and that's why I drank one all through the game. I was like, I didn't even think about. I don't think, and you know, I'm not drunk or anything, but it's kind of relaxing me.
Hockey's not exactly the game you want to watch if you're not supposed to get excited.
You know, and tonight it was okay. It was okay up until they tied us, and
yep.
then and what really pissed me off tonight was my television. We had a thunderstorm come through, and
oh,
the television
no.
kept on popping off. And you don't follow my Twitter, you know, so you probably didn't see it. I was like, I was starting to get pissed. And I had to give a shout-out to Lindsay in the chat room. She even told me she was trying to record it, and she was going to put it on YouTube for me.
Aww.
And I was like, I went to Justin TV first. And then Justin TV, you know, didn't have nothing going on. Justin TV kept my internet. You know how my internet sucks when the thunderstorms stay.
Right.
So I kept on getting knocked off the ad. And, oh, sorry, I keep on rambling, you guys.
Yeah, shut up, Rowan.
I feel like I'm going by.
You are.
Am I?
You absolutely are. It's kind of this long exhale from an exciting night.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be honest with you, my chest ain't hurting, so you guys are okay. I'm
Thank you.
So just to let you guys know. But did I ever finish my statement what Jeff told me? Jeff told me, like, when I mentioned about my heart condition, and he was like, you know, now don't cheer too much. You know, don't over, you know, get too excited, you know. And I was like, thank you. Yeah. And welcome, everyone that's in here. You only got 4 more minutes left. Like I said, I wanted just to have a chance for all of us just to party for a second. You guys can stay in the chat room, though, for a second. I'm just so excited. I am so excited, and I just got me a new item. Let me see who it is from. It's from Alan. Alan says, oh, wait, no, Alan, I need a new one. I read that. Okay, guys, talk. I'm going to shut up for a second.
Okay, well, real quick, I just wanted to say that I'm very glad that you won. I'm a St. Louis Blues fan, heart and soul, but
you know, well,
because I'm finding you, I'm glad that the Hawks did win. I'm very happy that you're excited and that you won. I know that you're a Hawks fan through and through, just like I'm a Blues fan through and through, and I'm very happy for you. So.
Yeah, because the people like us that are, you know, big hockey fans, and we know what it's like to win the Stanley Cup. That is that, and what, especially if it's been a long time, you know. And
yeah.
Wait. When was the last time the Blues won the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't you guys just won it recently?
No, we haven't.
No.
See, I thought you guys did. I thought you guys went on to the Stanley Cup when you guys kicked our ass the year. Oh, hey, I do have to mention this before we lose the stream. Did you not? Did anybody watch the after game when Jeremy Roenick started to cry? It made me start to cry too, as a Hawks fan. I was very emotional by that because he so wanted to win when he was with the team, I think. And some team named the St. Louis Blues, like, swept us. and I lost my pants even for it.
That'll learn you. No, I mean, neither of the Minnesota hockey teams have won. The North Stars did go to the Cup, I think, against Pittsburgh, and they lost it in six. But the Wild's still kind of a, you know, expansion or a new team, haven't done anything. But I just know, you know, all the Minnesota Twins winning their World Series, I know how great the feeling is when one of your teams gets there. So totally can relate to your night tonight, Ron.
Yeah, the only thing that would make me happier, there's only one thing that makes me happier.
It's never going to happen.
I know. Anybody can guess. Anybody other than Paul can guess, and Alan can guess what would make me happier. Patty, do you know what would make me happier?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's sports related.
So it doesn't have anything to do with Corey then.
No, it has to do with the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs win the World Series, die then.
Our St. Louis Cardinals have won the World Series a number of times.
Let me. Who did the Twins beat in their first ever World Series?
Of the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
And I was so happy.
That was.
I'm so sorry, Patty. I really do. Listen to me. I really do like Tony La Russa, but I can't stand the Cardinals. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I can stand Albert Pujols. But everyone else for that team is just, like, blah to me.
You know what? Yeah. I really don't watch him either. I like Tony La Russa because he's a big animal advocate, but I don't watch him either, so I don't really care.
Good.
I loved it when Tony La Russa came out after they won the World Series? See, I don't even know what they do. They won the World Series, and he came out with this T-shirt that said, "Smooch Your Pooch." With great big pink lips on it. Instead of having a Cardinals shirt on or anything, he had on a T-shirt that said, "Smooch Your Pooch." I fell in love with this man.
Let me say goodnight real quick. Good night, guys in the chat room.
Good night, everybody.
Sorry I didn't see you in there tonight.
Yeah, I just wanted to do a quick one.
Okay.
And, thank you guys for calling in. And,
Sharing your excitement with us. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. That's what, I mean, I felt like if you guys have been with me all this time, you guys have been part of the show ever since, you know, they went in, and you've heard me over and over. And I'll promise you, Paul, I read your tweet. I will not talk hockey, but probably tomorrow night and when Jeff comes on the show, if Jeff doesn't come on tomorrow night, I will talk only hockey one more time, you know, after tomorrow night, okay?
Let me clarify. The tweet I put out wasn't reflecting my feelings. I just found the live stream page of the BBUK house, and they have this chat window on the side. And I glanced over at the chat window, and it said, "Thank God we don't have to hear about hockey anymore. It's over." I was just sharing what somebody, I just thought it was funny. Here I am in a, you know, London, you know, watching a BBUK, and somebody mentions that. Well, it was a U.S. person, as I found out later, but I just thought it was funny. It's not my sentiment, though.
Oh, I know. I'm just playing with you. Because I know you probably guys, everyone probably got tired of me talking about the Hawks.
I never get tired of hockey.
I don't either. I really, I'll be honest with you, my mom, like I said.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm watching Kane right now talk to ESPN people and go ahead, talk.
I forgot what I was talking about. Oh,
I'll give credit where credit's due. Kane is an amazing hockey player. He is one amazing kid.
And Towns is too.
Yeah.
Definitely Towns is too. It's just awesome. I'm so excited.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Overall, how did you think the series was? I thought it was a really good one. It wasn't like anybody really, you know, dominated the other team. I thought it was pretty competitive for the most part, don't you?
As a Hawks fan, I think I look at it a little different because I think we did dominate them.
Okay.
Because I think even though we went 6-7 on that first game, you know, we took them, you know, to lots of points on that first game. That second game, we really, you know, had them on the ropes. You know what I mean? I mean, we put them, you know, we put that game, and
yeah.
Even that overtime game, we had that game won, but you know, we lost it in overtime. You know.
Okay.
And then
this
the next
is
game,
coming,
they,
this is coming from the place of a somebody. I mean, first of all, I don't hate them anymore. It's been a long time, but when we had the Minnesota North Stars, if we still had the North Stars in that rivalry that we had with them, even though I know St. Louis and the Blues and the Hawks are big rivals, but when we had that rivalry, I likely would have been cheering for Philadelphia. But since they left and now that we've got the Wild up here, I don't really feel that way. But as a fan who isn't that invested, you know, one way or the other, except that I've got a lot of friends that were rooting for the Hawks, I just thought as a fan it was an enjoyable series. You watch some of these finals in, you know, NBA and World Series and some of those things that are just turn out. Oh, and a lot of Super Bowls, you know, you watch these Super Bowls that are really disappointing. This was, I thought, overall, an enjoyable thing to watch, you know.
It was 1961, and it was 1961 when they won their last Stanley Cup.
Okay.
So my mom was born in 1940. She was 21.
Cool.
So my mom was, man, she was pretty old when she had me. She was 21. She was 31.
You're just now realizing this?
No, I realized it. But I mean, I was just sitting here thinking about how old she really was. You know, she was in her 30s when she had me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, because she would have been 21. I mean, so she means. That means she probably was watching that. I mean, I'm trying to think when my brother was born. Tony was probably born by then. I don't know. I just wish today when I talked to Mom, she kind of didn't seem like she... it wasn't that she didn't care. She just... You know, she just didn't have the passion
same
in her
excitement
voice.
Excitement that she would have a few years ago.
Yeah.
Well,
your mom had to be a cool, cool lady because back in those days, the women didn't get into hockey as much as they do today.
That's true.
No, my mom loved. She said she used to love watching that, and she went to the Sox with my uncle and aunt. Jackie DeShannon even went to the game with her. You know, they would go to like opening day with her, with my uncle and aunt, Jackie and her. They have a picture, actually was put in the newspaper. You know, that was before she became Jackie DeShannon. You know, it was when she was Cheryl Lee. And they have a picture of her and my mom and my aunt and one other one. I think it was a sister of my uncle. and they were sitting on the curb waiting for the White Sox to start, and she was put in the newspaper. You know what I mean?
Yep.
How cool is that?
It was cool. And my mom.
Now
I converted her to the Cubs.
Let me ask
you. I'm the one that. Because my brother is a diehard White Sox fan. He's a diehard White Sox fan. Ben, the one that comes on the show that one time, he's a White Sox fan, and he would send me sympathy cards, like when they would play the Cubs and they beat us.
That's funny.
Me and him, we go back and forth. And my uncle was a huge Sox fan. So my cousin, though, is a Cubs fan. So it's kind of like,
family rivalry kind of thing.
It's kind of like probably what New Yorkers go through with the Mets and the Yankees. But what I'm curious, your mom having interest in sports, like Patty says, back then women weren't as much into sports. But did your mom grow up with a bunch of brothers that were? Could that have been an influence?
No. I know my grandma or my great-grandma, she used to watch wrestling and I think hockey too.
Oh, okay.
And she just, you know, I think she just started to watch them, you know.
My grandma used to watch wrestling, and it was so funny because she, all through the week, she would be like, you know, the real little kind of religious woman, you know, but on Sunday morning she'd pull a kitchen chair and right in front of the TV, and she'd be sitting there, she'd be like, "Hit him, you son of a bitch!"
My grandma was a huge basketball fan, and you want to guess who her favorite basketball team was?
What?
They're playing in the NBA championship right now.
I couldn't
Lakers?
Tell you.
The Celtics. My grandma was a huge. She loved Larry Bird.
Yeah, good for her.
My grandma loved Larry
Bird.
She
loved my guy Kevin McHale too.
No, but she loved Larry Bird. She was the reason, and I would tease her to death because, you know, I hated the Celtics because I was a Bulls fan. You know, and but she was always like she would. In the end, I kind of, you know, started to like the Celtics. I even bought stocks because she was a Celtics fan. She also loved DePaul, and I was a Notre Dame fan. And me and her would go neck to neck on Notre Dame versus, like, DePaul games. And my grandma used to go to – my mom – I appreciate my mom so much about sports because she knew I couldn't play football. And she took me to see the Chicago Bears all the time at the training camps and all the training camps that I wanted to go to. We would travel around, and she would do any of those for me, you know. And
where did they have their training camp for the Bears?
It was up in Wisconsin, and we used to go to Wisconsin, and we used to go to see the Chiefs. We went and saw the Saints. We saw, but my mom just, like I said, was saying, you know, she just supported me, you know. She knew I loved sports and I couldn't play. So anywhere, you know, and we would pick the football games and everything. So
that is special.
And I'm kind of glad I'm doing this show because it's kind of like bringing it. I'm doing this show tonight was mainly for myself. You know what I mean?
It helps bringing back fond memories and reminiscing.
Yep, and I just wanted to share it with my fans.
I'm glad
you
did it, too. It allowed us to kind of join in on your celebration, Ron.
Yeah, I know. And I think more people would have been here if I had advertised it. But I didn't want to advertise something because if we would have lost. You know what I mean? I would have been, upset, and then we would have, you know. I could have canceled it, you know. But that's why I was hoping more, you know. So, anyways, love you guys.
All right, love you too.
I'm going to go separate some football cards and then go to bed.
All right, take care, hon.
Talk to you later.
Tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.